Welcome to Tree Dog Tuesday, only on the Fueled by Joy Working Dog Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Tree Dog Tuesday. It is World Hunt Week. PKC World Hunt, Salem, Illinois. And yeah, that sounds a little different to me, too. That usually doesn't happen in March. But it is the first time they are having this hunt in March. And we are here. And we are covering it live on Cane Stream Media on the YouTube channel. So we are going to, by we, I mean me, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what we got upcoming for some of the Tree Dog Tuesday episodes and maybe recap some World Hunt memories. So stay tuned.
Are you putting on a youth hunt? Do you need a sponsor for your upcoming field trial? Joy Dog Food would love to help you out. Head over to our contact page on joydogfood.com and fill out the sponsorship application at the top of the page. Our marketing department will then reach out to you with more information on how you can receive your donation. We'll even help you advertise for the event. Applications must be submitted at least 60 days before the date of the event. So what are you waiting for? Head over to joydogfood.com or call 800-245-4125 today.
All right. As I sit here and record this, I am actually on the grounds at Salem the night before this podcast is going to air. So it is Monday night. We have finished our live stream on the Cane Stream Media YouTube channel, so go check that out. And I've got the camper set up, I've got the dogs tied out, all that stuff. And you know, the PKC World Hunt's different. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different everything than most of the hunts that I go to. It's very unique in that there is some camaraderie, not at the same level that there is at the UKC events or something like that, I don't think. But I see a lot of old friends, a lot of people I don't get to see very often. There's a lot of fond memories, you know, here around Salem, whether it's at the Applebee's or in the woods or whatever. But it is different. It's, as most people know, you know, this hunt used to be held in October. Now it's here in March. And, you know, the leaves are off. It's a little brisk. It's usually beautiful weather this time of year. Sometimes a little rainy, sometimes a little windy, whatever. But you know, the weather's not terrible. It's below freezing tonight. It's a little chilly, but not bad. But, you know, it feels the same as far as, you know, you see the same people, you're at the same place. But because of the conflict that PKC was having with the myriad of deer hunters here in Southern Illinois, they chose to change the date. And I think it was wise. I think it was coming. You know, but when we talk about the World Hunt and we talk about tradition and atmosphere and all that stuff, nothing ever stays the same. You hear the guys talking about Aurora at the tennis center, which I didn't get to experience much of. But, you know, that changed. You know, that came to an end. It's not the same. We moved everything to Salem. And now the dates have changed. You know, it's no longer the leaves just turning and, you know, some hot days mixed in with the cold and you're happy to see some cool weather come in. Now it's March. The coon numbers are not as high. The hunting is, in my opinion, is better. But as far as just sheer number of coons, it's not going to be. And so it's a different ballgame. And I think it's important that we embrace change, but we still don't forget about the way it used to be. And I think coon hunters as a whole do a really good job at that. Yeah, is the fall hunting in Salem coming back, you know, in October? Probably not. We'll probably never have another PKC world hunt here in the fall. I'll never like to say never, but the odds are that this is going to be a springtime event from now on, and we're just going to have to deal with it. You see, the numbers are still good. 234 dogs here tonight. 44 double cast winners already from the zones. And so, the place is crowded. People are packed in. I'm one of several campers here. Got to visit Chris Saunders today. We got a podcast scheduled to record this week. Got to see my good friend Steve Yant and, a bunch of others. And so, yeah, it kind of feels the same, but it's not. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I still think everybody ought to come out here and experience this hunt and try it out and see the level of competition that it takes, to win at this level. And coming from a guy who honestly has not had very much success out here, it is hard to win. I was talking to Chris today and he told me that Flex has doubled up here three times. And that's not easy to do. Getting a double cast win is so hard that I've never done it. And it may not be that hard. Yeah, I may just suck. There's that possibility too. Now, have we got dogs in, late into the world hunt? Yes. But I've not been responsible for any of those late rounds. Rain, I hunted her in the quarterfinals, but Jed got her in the late round that year. I won early, Jed won late. The last year Rain got in. I think top 15, 16, 17, something like that. And I've lost a lot of late rounds out here. And by a lot, I mean all of them. I was trying to think back today, and I don't think I've ever won a late round at the World Hunt. I've had some memorable ones. I remember Tree and Duds with 5 seconds left to go in the cast, and I couldn't lose unless I treed him. I'd lost track of the score. Casey Stollard, when I treed him, looked at me like I was a retard, and I was. I was pretty stupid. Pulled a bonehead move and lost track of the score that Casey had took 50 minus early in the cast that I'd forgot about, and I thought we were walking to his winning coon, and all I had to do was keep my mouth shut. Duds advances. I remember a late round when Colin was a 1-year-old. He was a baby, and I had national champion shot through the world and platinum champion Cold Hard B and Super Stakes champion the whole nine yards all on that cast. And I squalled Al Nunneman's coon out, and he treated again to beat me in the last few minutes. Otherwise, Colin was treed. I had Colin treed in, and the hunt was running out. And he had a coon when I got there. That was the winning coon Thursday night late round. And I lose that one. I can think of Scent being leash locked, treeing two coons and being leash locked for 1 hour and 10 minutes or something in a cast. Bella, the 1 year, poor Bella. Still to this day, probably my favorite dog. And she never really got an opportunity at the World Hunt. And so I think she was seven or eight, and we'd never really focused on her and took her out here. And I was working, and I thought, I could take Wednesday, Thursday off, and I could try to get her in. And I thought I could. The dog had been looking really good. She was doing everything right. And so I get here Wednesday. She looks like a rock star. Get her in late round. We all tree one coon. I have Joey Craver and Tank, the old Tank, Johnny Hamilton, and Scott Engel was hunting rodeo. And it was not a pleasant cast. Scott and Joey had a terrible disagreement at the end of it. Scott ends up winning. And I go on to Thursday night, and I'm thinking, this is her night. She looks good early again, dominates the cast early. And I tree her at the end of the hunt. The judge, I can't remember who was judging. I know Greg Maynard was in the cast. He was hunting Sambo. There was a older gentleman with a black and tan, And there was Kenneth Hunt, one of the other three members, or other two members. And so I asked the judge if he can hear me. And Bella's been treed for a good portion of this cast. The black dog's already treed a coon for 200. And he's back at the same tree. And stationary, he's going to stay there the rest of the cast. Stationary hasn't been applied to him or nothing. And so we come off a circle tree, and I just asked the judge, I'm like, can you hear me? You got me through there? And he says, yes. And I don't think he could hear me. I couldn't hear me. But I walk in there, and Bella's got a coon. But there's only 4 minutes left. And I walk my minute, and I recut her, and she drives the track in there real quick, gets struck right at my feet, drives the track quick in there, bang. Gets treed with about 45 seconds to go. And this dog hasn't missed a coon all week. And I'm thinking, finally, I get this dog in. I really think I can do some damage in the quarterfinals. She was looking that good. And I get in there and she's missed this coon by a tree. How she did it, I don't know. It was a big circle tree. The coon was in a tree over. Some people, it's not luck. Luck is a myth in this. Yeah, you get lucky every now and then, but you catch a lot of bad breaks as the hunt goes on too. The guys that prepare and have really good dogs win. That's just what it amounts to. But haven't been good enough out here. And so it makes me appreciate how difficult it is to go through and do what Joey Craver and Tank 2 did last year and get all those cast wins in a row and do the things that it takes to win a PKC World Championship because it's hard. I remember the last year I hunted in it was the first year they had the zones. And I was hunting scent, and I lost two late rounds in a row and lost the third early round on a fluke. And I just thought, you know what? I'm done. I'm not good enough. These dogs aren't good enough, and I'm not good enough. I'm not going to do it anymore until I am. And so I come out here, I cover it, I hang out. I got scent tied out here behind the camper. I may give her one more shot. I doubt it. It would be a waste of $300 if I did. She's a little overweight. She's not been hunted much. Hazel has not been looking. Hazel's treeing all kinds of coons, but she's taking too long to do them. And so she's here too. I don't feel really good about either one of them, so I'm probably not going to hunt this year. But those are two dogs that anybody would love to have. Those are very high quality females. They're good about having their coons. They're good tree dogs. You don't have to worry about them, but they just don't quite have what it takes. And you don't realize that till you get out here. So, yeah, come check it out. If you guys can't tell by my voice, I'm a little under the weather. Got a minor cold or something like that. I'm gonna try not to give it to anybody this week. So, yeah. I'm gonna hang out in the camper and get some sleep. And if you guys are at the World Hunt, look me up tomorrow. Say hi. Come by the booth. We'll be doing live streams all week long through Canestream Media. And that's what's taken up a good portion of my time this week, which is why you only get me once again for a little short podcast. But Tree Dog Tuesday has a lot of good stuff coming up. Like I said, I've already mentioned doing a podcast with Chris Saunders. Wes Hamilton is going to sit down. I'm hoping I can get Brett to sit down too, if he makes it out here this week. I don't know if he's coming or not. And talk about Ruby. Ruby has just passed away, and we all know the kind of animal that she was and the blessing that she was to both Brett and Wes and their families. And so those are coming on Tree Dog Tuesday. I got Mason out here. We're going to sit down and we're going to talk World Hunt. At some point too for the podcast. So lots of good stuff coming up for Tree Dog Tuesday. I apologize for the short one this week and last week, but as you know with Canestream, we've been pretty swamped. And the podcast is bearing the brunt of that, but that's not gonna last. We're gonna get refocused, reformatted, and start getting the best podcast in the coon hunting business back to you. So yeah, thanks for listening. I don't have much more to add. I know It's a busy week. I do want to make sure you guys check out Kurt Herring versus Wyatt Monahan there on Kane Stream. The members got to see it a couple of days early. It has just went out to the rest of our hunting public tonight. So by the time you listen to the, or yeah, tonight. So by the time you listen to this, it'll been out for about a day. You got to go check that out. That was a fantastic hunt. Kurt is always a blast. Wyatt is always a blast. They've got really good dogs, and I appreciated them the way they handled themselves in that cast and made it fun for everybody and still competitive, which is what I like to see. So, yeah, go check that out. Kane Stream Media on YouTube. All that good hound and working dog content is on there as well. And remember, tune in to Working Dog Wednesday. Tomorrow, I believe Callie Simpson is back up again with some retriever talk. So you guys are definitely going to want to check that out as well. But that's all I got for you this week. I appreciate you guys listening, and we'll catch you on down the road.